WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
From time to time, it is interesting to look back on some of the people that contributed to the science of meteorology. So let's take a look at Samuel Pierpont Langley. Langley's interests were not so much in the atmosphere directly, but more to solar measurement and heavier-than-air flight. Born in Roxbury, Massachusetts, in 1834, Langley started his scientific career as an astronomer in Ohio, where he became interested in measuring how much energy the sun radiated. He built instruments called calorimeters to take these measurements. He also built other instruments called bolometers, designed to make similar measurements on stars. The bolometers Langley built are very similar to the detectors used by scientists at NASA's Langley Research Center to measure the Earth's radiation budget today. Langley also became interested in heavier-than-air flight. He convinced the United States Navy to sponsor airplane building and testing using his design. He competed with the Wright brothers to build the first manned airplane that could fly under its own power. Unfortunately, Langley lost this contest. In the middle of his life, Langley moved to Washington, D.C. to become the third secretary of the Smithsonian Institution. The brick building on the south side of the mall in Washington, where the Washington Monument stands, was where Langley had his office. He published a book called The New Astronomy that still has many interesting perspectives on solar energy, sunspots, and our relationship with the environment. In 1886, Langley received the inaugural Henry Draper Medal from the National Academy of Sciences for his contributions to solar physics. His work on infrared observations at the Allegheny Observatory in Pittsburgh was used by other scientists to make the first calculations on the greenhouse effect. As a highly educated scientist of a century ago, Samuel Pierpont Langley was a good writer. He wrote about the astronomy of his time, about his measurements of solar energy and stellar energy, and about his experiments with airplanes. Although his style might strike us as somewhat Victorian, many of the things he thought about are still relevant to us today. Another person who has helped to shape our understanding of the atmosphere. You can send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.